Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the US penny stock chart breakers for Tuesday, the 7th of July. Looking at the other side of the Atlantic this time, normally looking at the UK equivalent, but I thought it might be an interesting illustration just to see how things work in terms of things stateside. Starting off with a 10-toe, and here you've got line of resistance from February broken around the $1.20 level. Above that, looking for it, the top of a rising trend channel from March, and the 200-day moving average area at $2.10 time frame the next 2 to 4 weeks. Next stock is one that I actually looked at from time to time last year. A Castee Pharma actually became one of the worst car crashes that you could ever see. You can see that gap down that there was there in January for the shares. But the current situation is that looking a bit more encouraging, and although you don't really want to visit situations where you know that there are bulls hanging out deeply offside, in this situation we've actually had a gap through the 50-day moving average to start the week, and end of day close or weekly close above that resistance line from last year at 70 cents could be the start of a recovery for the stock. The initial target there, the top of this broadening triangle from April, and the 200-day moving average up there towards $1.20. So above 70 cents up to $1.20 is the best case scenario. Stop loss, I suppose, at this stage, back below the gap, back below, say, the 60 cents area, down to 55 cents, maybe at the limit in terms of money management. Next up, Cardiff, which is most of the stocks here are pharma related, and Cardiff bouncing off the floor of that rising trend channel from March, rising 50-day moving average as well around the $4.40 level. While we hold above the 50-day line and the floor of the May channel, the upside here could be towards $7 to $8, and that resistance line there from May. And we could see that, I suppose, as soon as the end of next month. Another situation which catches the eye in a sparkling way is Hepion Pharmaceuticals. Here we've got, we had the week before last a breakout of that or breakthrough that old January resistance line there around the $2.65 level, bounced off the 50-day line, the blue line there. That's now rising up at, let's say, $3. We broke through the 200-day line, $3.25 today, and briefly spiked up towards $5. But the view at this stage is, at least while we're above recent broken resistance around the $3.25 level, we could get up towards the top of that rising trend channel from February, up as high as $7.50 or even $8 over the next 2 to 3 months. One of the star in the penny stock areas, or one of the star stocks in the penny stocks areas at the moment, is Mogu. Here we've got a beautiful break above that old January resistance area at, $2.65. That became the support today as well, so that's nice to see that tie in there. The top of the channel from the beginning of the year, heading towards $6, so above $2.60. Looking for the $6 area on Mogu, and that could be seen again as soon as the end of next month. Sticking with the stocks which look rather encouraging today, another biotech as well, or a pharma biotech type mix, PDS Biotechnology Corporation, just breaking through at the moment the 200-day moving average. That's the orange line there around the $2 area. End of week or end of day close even above that, and we could see the top of that rising trend channel from February heading as high as $3.40 over the next month to 6 weeks. Stop loss on the buy argument currently, one would probably not want to risk lower than $1.80, which is the 50-day moving average level at the moment. So just under $1.80. Maybe the limit of any money management points there. US energy, the next contender. Happy to see that we're not all in the pharma biotech space. Here we've got a classic rebound off the floor of a rising trend channel, in this case from January. Bounced above, just above the 200-day moving average. That's currently around $4.36, so bounced above that last week. And the view at this stage is, at least while we're above the floor of the channel, around $4.90, the upside should remain in place. Ideally, there's no break back below the 50-day moving average at, let's say, $5.40. And ahead of that, we could hit the top of that channel from the beginning of the year, as high as $9 plus. Finishing off today with stock, which is another pharma biotech contender, VBI Vaccines. Here we've broken above that old May resistance around $3, above that on an end-of-day close basis and above the 50-day moving average, currently at the same $3 area. We could head up as high as $6 over the next, as soon as the end of next month. Really looking pretty set fare, given the clear breakout that we've had for today's price action. So above three, looking for six at VBI. That's it for me today. More updates later in the week.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.